This is In the News in VOA Special English.
The President of the United States!
This week, George W. Bush gave his seventh and final State of the Union message to Congress and the American people. The president spoke at length about some of the issues that his presidency is likely to be remembered for. He talked about the war in Iraq and his decision to send 30,000 more troops there last year.
Some may deny the surge is working, but among the terrorists, there is no doubt. Al-Qaeda is on the run in Iraq, and this enemy will be defeated.
President Bush spent almost half the nearly one-hour speech talking about foreign policy, especially in the Middle East. He talked about his hopes for an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement, and he directed comments to the leaders of Iran.
Come clean about your nuclear intentions and past actions. Stop your oppression at home. Cease your support for terror abroad. But above all, know this. America will confront those who threaten our troops. We will stand by our allies, and we will defend our vital interests in the Persian Gulf.
The president also talked about the American economy and widespread concern about the nation's economic future.
In the long run, Americans can be confident about our economic growth. But in the short run, we can all see that that growth is slowing.
He noted in his speech on Monday that America has added jobs for a record 52 straight months. But that record has now ended. On Friday, the Labor Department reported that the economy lost 17,000 jobs in January. Reacting to the report, Mr. Bush said the economy is still basically strong, but going through a rough time right now. He called on the Senate to quickly pass a growth plan approved earlier this week by the House. Senate Democrats, though, want to add other measures to the plan. In his final State of the Union address, President Bush offered few new proposals for his 11 months left in office. The Constitution limits presidents to 2 terms, and for the past year, the Republican president has faced a Congress led by Democrats. Both have low public approval ratings. One new proposal in his speech was to spend $300 million providing education money to families of poor children. He also urged lawmakers to renew his education law, known as No Child Left Behind. And he talked again about his desire for immigration reform and changes in the Social Security program. Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius gave the Democratic response to the speech.
Tonight's address begins the final year of this presidency, with new leaders on the horizon and uncertainty throughout our land. Conditions we face at home and abroad are results of choices made and challenges unmet.
This coming Tuesday, almost half the states will hold elections to help choose the Democratic and Republican presidential nominees. On Monday, the program This Is America will look at the campaign, the candidates, and the process for choosing a president. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. Transcripts and MP3s of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.